Welcome back to Copper Gunch Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. Joining me in studio right now is a candidate for County Commissioner in District 4, John Sullivan. John, it's nice to talk to you.
Thank you, Rick. Good to be here.
I get a chance to interact with you quite a bit since we know you very well from the Home City Council, and you decided to make an attempt to get onto the county board. So let's use this time that we have together to get to know you a little bit and talk about your decision to do that. I think the first time that I remember seeing you serve on something was actually on the Keweenaw, the National Park up there, right?
The Keweenaw National Historical Park Advisory Commission.
Yep. Okay. That was it. Yes. Yeah. I went to one of those meetings, and that was my first time. So when they said John Sullivan was being considered for appointment, this would now be a couple of years ago. I was like, okay, well, I know this guy. He seemed like a pretty good guy. So good chance to get to know you a little bit. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Born and raised in Calumet, a local boy. Went off to work for the Michigan State Highway Department right out of high school on a co-op program. Hmm. Work 6 months, go to school for 6 months, and did that for a few years, and then I had the opportunity to continue my education working for the Highway Department and going to school full-time to get a Bachelor of Science in Civil Engineering. And I was in Detroit at the time and married at the time, so I went to Wayne State and got a Civil Engineering degree, and then came I had spent quite a bit of time with the Highway Department, both in the UP and in the Detroit area for the last several years there in the late 60s. And I was looking for a chance to get north and get out of the Detroit area.
Being from the Detroit area, I don't blame you.
Yeah, I interviewed in Green Bay and Iron Mountain, and I wound up interviewing in Houghton and getting a job offer in Houghton, and that, as a director of public works for the city, it was a village at that time in 1970, but was going to become a city, and the city wanted to have a director of public works. And so I applied for that job and got the job, and that brought me from Detroit right to Houghton, and I've been here most of the time since then. I did go to Minnesota for 5 years to work on a project over there, and let's see, what else can I tell you?
So Houghton was a village back in prior to 1970?
In July 1, 1970, it became a city.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So it was a village previous to that, part of Portage Township, of course.
Huh. All right. I talked to a lot of people who were originally from this area and then left and then came back, and for me, when I was in the early goings of this job, and even back when I was interviewing, it was one of the things that made me feel comfortable about coming here, was how many people had the opportunity to leave and then came back. Now, my family's from this area, but there was nobody here. I was coming for a job. So it's, you know, kind of in a similar way, in a way, he's coming back for work, and he chose to stay here. And of course, you're still here. Department of Public Works and your background in civil engineering, it's got the recent events with the flood damage and the roads, then you're watching all of that, and you probably have had experience with similar situations.
Right. In fact, I've got firsthand experience. I had a flood in my home this year.
Oh, boy. So, what happened?
The overflow of Huron Creek wound up, part of that overflow wound up going through my yard, and my home's on a slab, and the water was a little higher than the elevation of my slab, about 3 inches higher, and so it penetrated the perimeter of my home, and I'm dealing with that and possible mold issue right now.
But
a minor problem versus all the folks who have really big-time problems related to the flood.
Well, we'll certainly come back to the road since that's a big county issue, but let's continue talking a little bit about yourself. So after you were the Department of Public Works for all those years, and did you stick with that job?
Well, no, I only did that for a short period of time. Then I went to the city of Hancock to be the city manager there and did that for about 4 years. And I could do be a civil engineer and be a city manager and enjoy that time there. Then I had an opportunity to go to Minnesota to work on a Lake Area Sanitary District project in Alexandria, and it sounded like an exciting job, and it was. We built 80 miles of it was the creation of a new sanitary district over there, and we wound up building 80 miles of sanitary sewer and 52 sewage pumping stations and a tertiary wastewater treatment plant. And then once that was built, I decided, well, I didn't want to just be manager of a sanitary district. I had hired 14 people to run the system. And so I decided to be I thought I'd try being a consulting engineer. And I went to work for a firm there in Minnesota. And I was doing that for about a year. And then a friend of mine from Hancock said he had an opening at UP Engineers and Architects for an engineer. Would I want to come back to the Copper Country? And I jumped at that. And so I wound up coming back to the Copper Country in 79 and been here ever since. And so I spent 27 years with UP Engineering. And during that time, I wound up serving as city engineer for the city of Houghton. So that's one of the things that I think really gives me the qualifications and the interest and the knowledge to serve on the Houghton County Board of Commissioners. With my experience here in the city of Houghton, I can represent the people, the residents of the city of Houghton. And also, during that time as a consulting engineer, I wound up working for both Houghton as well as Hancock as a civil engineer. And I worked in the five villages here in Houghton County during that time as a engineer, helping them with various projects, and also worked in most of the townships. So got to know all the township governments and worked with them for various projects. Public works projects, typically water, sewer, buildings, fire halls, etc.
Well, definitely an impressive list of accomplishments and experiences that you're bringing to this candidacy for the board. You're currently sitting on the Houghton City Council. Are you retired now from your other ventures?
I am. I am retired. I am working part time.
Oh yeah, yeah. The new retirement.
yeah. I serve as a research engineer at Michigan Tech in the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering. It's a part time position. Yeah. 15, 20 hours a week.
We already mentioned the Advisory Commission for the Park. Any other programs or organizations that you're involved in?
Oh, yes. I like to be involved. I like to be busy, and that's why I'm running for the Houghton County Board. But in addition to the Advisory Commission, I was one of the founding members of the Keweenaw National Historical Park, so-called founding charter members. A bunch of us would meet weekly for several years to plan and figure out what this park should be and if there can be a park. And therefore, I'm really interested in that. And therefore became, when I had saw I had some time to, and there was an opening on the Advisory Commission for the Keweenaw National Historical Park, I put my name in there and did receive the appointment from the Secretary of Interior to fill that position. There's seven of us on that board. But I've been on the Quincy Mine Hoist Association board, and I served there as secretary. I've been there for probably 20, 25 years, and really enjoy that participation, as I think the Quincy Mine Hoist is one of the key heritage sites affiliated with the Keweenaw National Historical Park. And also, I serve as the president and tour guide at the Copper Country Firefighters History Museum. That's located in Calumet, and It's nice to be back there where my roots were, being born and raised in Calumet. In fact, my grandfather was a teamster. He took care of the horses for the fire department in the village of Calumet until he was until 1932, when he passed away at age 62. And my dad was 16 at the time, and that gave my dad an opportunity to quit school and get away from the nuns and go to work for the village, because he had three younger brothers and a mother at home, and they needed bean money, so he went to work for the village in the public works, you know, street department. And after the war, when he got out of the army, he worked as a full-time fire truck driver for the village before he became a full-time police officer and served as chief of police for many years there in the village. But it's my grandfather's roots and my dad's roots in that fire station that I really find enjoyable being a part of that. And so I serve as president, treasurer, and I do tours one day a week. So every Saturday during the summer season, I give tours as well. Let's see, what else? There's the Quincy Smelter Association. At the smelter, we have a 7-person board of directors, and I serve on that board. And the association gives tours there typically once a month. And I enjoy doing that tour as well. It's a lot of fun and a necessary thing. Let's see, what else is there?
Definitely, you have a passion for the area's history, its legacy, and its character, for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, well, you get an opportunity to work with those that run Houghton, on the council there. So why make the jump? You're already in a pretty good position now. Why go from the city council to the county board? What's intriguing about that?
I'm interested in the county board position. My wife would never let me run for it. Didn't have time, but my wife passed away 3 years ago now, and therefore I need to keep busy. And so it's my intent to stay on the Houghton City Council and also serve on the Board of Commissioners. There's no conflict.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I checked that out thoroughly with the Michigan Municipal League and got a written opinion that there's no conflict of interest there. So, and that's otherwise, I would have I was committed to the Houghton City Council, and I wouldn't have tried to be a commissioner if there was conflict.
I've never known anybody to do that before.
Neither have I. But apparently it's been done before.
It has been, okay. Yeah,
so. In other communities.
How closely do you pay attention to what the board has been having to deal with recently? I mean, are you able to attend the meetings and kind of soak that in?
Well, I've attended a few meetings, not very many, and only a couple since I've put my name in to be a county commissioner. In the past, I've attended many meetings over the last 30 years of the county board dealing with various projects that they're involved in. But over the last year, especially, my interest has been in the proposed new jail addition. And I can support what is being proposed.
Do you think that they're going in the right direction?
Yes, I do. I've heard some criticism that it's not the final solution, but the big solutions have been shot down in the past at elections by the public, and this will solve the needs of the sheriff department and the jail, and So I think, yes, it's a step in the right direction. Hopefully it'll solve the problem that's there today for the next 20 years.
The board itself is going to go through a bit of a metamorphosis. There's just going to be so many new faces one way or the other when by the time November and December roll around. Are you looking forward to, you know, I guess being part of that new group? Are you going to miss any of the commissioners that are stepping down? What do you think the future is?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what the new board is. You know, there's certainly going to be a new person from Houghton on that board. Scott Alla had served for many years. And I wouldn't have jumped in for this race if Scott Alla had stayed on, because he's a long-term incumbent there. And but his moving to Florida and vacating the position, it gave me the opportunity to, let's go for it.
Yeah.
And but so we're going to have a new person from Houghton,
a new person from Hancock,
and Al Koskala's got competition in his district. And there will be a new person from the Chassel area, which is a huge district covering almost everything south of the bridge other than Houghton and Adams Township. So there are going to be definitely three new people and possibly a fourth, unless Al Koskala can prevail.
Yeah. Yeah, the only seat not going anywhere is Tom.
Tom Ticketon's, no competition. So
yeah.
He's the only one for sure.
Barring a miracle runaway write-in campaign of whoever might come out of the woodwork. But, yeah, expect Tom to be there, no problems. all right, well, one of the things that I'm sure that if you were to be elected, the board would lean on is some of your knowledge with the roads. That we've got a great road commission and great road engineer in Kevin Haryu, but you have a lot of experience too. And there's going to be some navigation needed in the coming months and years, not only to get everything back up to, you know, kind of back where we were, but also to pay for this. This just kind of stick with Houghton, since that's in your district. You also have a very talented or experienced engineer helping manage the city in Eric Wara.
Right, I hired Eric 25 years ago.
Oh yeah,
for UP Engineering.
Yeah, so you've had that benefit. I don't know of anybody else on the county board right now with that background in roads, though. So. Again, they of course lead on Haryu, but you know, there wouldn't be anybody there that has had the firsthand knowledge that you have.
Right. Yeah, I'm a licensed professional engineer and civil engineer, and certainly have extensive experience in roads. In fact, I've done some work with the Houghton County Road Commission as a consulting engineer over the years as well. And I know Kevin Haryu quite well, and I know John Seema. So they've got a couple of very good, talented engineers there, but I'd be happy to give my input and direction also.
You are the board is going to have to figure a way to pay for all of this. Any ideas?
And that's an area that I have a lot of experience and expertise in. Financing projects. Without money, there's no projects. Without projects, there's no work for civil engineers and UP Engineering when I was there. And therefore, finding the money and financing projects was a key of part of my experience. So I feel confident that I can assist there in that and provide the input. USDA, Rural Development, has loan programs to assist communities, and I suspect that's what the county's looking at for the jail, in fact. Delta County financed their jail addition over the last couple of years with USDA Rural Development money. They've got 30-year money for relatively lower interest rates. rather than going on the private market. And there are other federal and state agencies with money to assist. I've never worked with FEMA before. And of course, their money's coming in at, looks like it's going to be, what's going to be eligible will be eligible for a 75% grant. Mm-hmm. And in the past, the states have kicked in 12.5% of the local share.
And that's
typically
what we're looking at this time around, yeah. So the remaining 12.5% that's
the
still out there.
The locals will still have probably 12.5% to finance. And there would be pretty hard to beat USDA's program.
Right. Houghton County doesn't have a lot of extra funds. I've been hearing questions from residents. They're wondering if down the road here, the next couple of years, we're looking at some sort of bond proposal or a raise in property taxes in order to cover that money.
Yeah. Well, and that's why there's going to be an election for the jail, for the jail addition. It's going to take a vote of the people because of the financing primarily.
Right.
Yeah. And that's what other communities may be looking at if they're going to be selling general obligation bonds to USDA as their collateral for the loan. It more often than not, it would take a vote of the people in that jurisdiction, in the city of Houghton or township or village. Mm-hmm. Take a vote. If it's a revenue bond, you can do it typically without a vote of the people. They would have a chance for a referendum. Typically, there's a 45-day period where people can sign a petition and ask for a vote. But most of these projects, the county and the villages and the two cities do have a source of money from MDOT, Act 51 money, comes in for roads. And that's a revenue stream that they can use to collateralize their loan with USDA Rural Development. And therefore, they could do it a revenue bond in that fashion and not have to go necessarily for a vote of the people. That'd make it a little cleaner and a little quicker. I would imagine most communities, the County Road Commission and the villages and the cities would use the Act 51 money as the revenue to collateralize any loans that they would go out and get for these improvements. USDA also has loan and grant money for water and sewer systems, and also for storm sewer systems. Hmm. Now, there, USDA hasn't done a lot of storm sewer projects that I'm familiar with, but here in Houghton County, we're going to have a need for some storm sewer work, some drainage work, and USDA does have the program for that.
Oh, good, because that's one of another thing that we're concerned about is up on the hills, both over on the Quincy side and on the Hurontown side, that have, were so many of the culverts and things that were washed out and some of the areas that haven't been addressed really since the mining era time. The millions of dollars they're saying it's going to take in order to get everything back to where it needs, so that if we get a rain like what we got, we don't have a repeat of the damage.
Right, yeah, and it's fortunately, a lot of these old railroad grades were taken over by the state to use for trail systems, and therefore the state is stepping up to the plate and doing the restoration of a lot of the trail systems. But it's going to take time. It's, the state doesn't have mega bucks readily available also. Fortunately, I'm sure that it's the state of Michigan, the DEQ, and the DNR who will be there with carrying a lot of the financial burden of restoring our drainage systems.
John, it's been great talking to you and getting to know you. I actually learned a lot about your, you know, your involvement in the area that I didn't know about before. So I'm glad we were able to share that with our listeners. If people do want to find out more about you, what's the best way that they can do that?
They can call me. Okay. My home phone is 523-5228. I screen all my calls with voicemail.
That wise decision. All
right. But if I'm home and people ID themselves, I typically will pick up. Otherwise, they can leave a message and I get back to them. Or email. My personal email is jshs907@yahoo.com.
John Sullivan, candidate for District 4 on the Houghton County Board of Commissioners. Thank you again.
You're welcome.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.